Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He says he acknowledges the results. Jackson County Executive Frank White is out in a historic vote, a landslide at 88-11%. And former Kansas City Star reporter, my former work husband, there are very few people that understand more about this and how it affects you than Michael Mahoney or Dave Helling. And Dave, we reached out to you first, not that Michael was not on my short list, and we appreciate your time and your expertise in where we go from here.
Yeah, now let me just say real quickly, with Mike Mahoney and Dave Helling, you better call quickly because we don't have a lot of time left. I mean, it's not like, well, we'll get to him next year, you know? I mean,
we're
outside of that envelope.
Oh, my God, I love you both. Hey, did you hear? One of our listeners had a question this last hour. We were talking about, Dave, how few people really understood how much power this office held until they started losing their homes. Where do we go from here, and does that power dynamic somehow change moving forward?
Yeah, well, it's more complicated than just, hey, the county executive has a lot of power. The county really only has a couple of jobs, Dana, but one of them is to collect taxes, property taxes, not only for the county, but for schools and for cities and everyone else, and run the appraisal process. And that is an enormous responsibility and an enormous power. And frankly, it's one that Frank White never understood. I mean, that's why he got crushed, because it affects almost everybody who pays property taxes. People hate property taxes in general, anyway, because they're based on a guess of what your house is worth, and it's money that you don't see because you're not selling your house. So you end up paying higher taxes on a guess about, you know, imagine, I've said this before, imagine going to a grocery store and the checkout person says, you know what, I think you've got like $100 worth of goods in that basket, and assessing you taxes on that guess, it just makes people mad. And Frank White never got how mad people were, and he sort of insulted them a little bit by, you know, not trying to fix it and to accuse people of bad faith, and he got crushed yesterday for that. I think that was the primary motivator for most people.
So what happens now? I mean, we have word that there could be some sort of challenge procedurally in the way this went down. I think if you live or work in Kansas City, certainly in Jackson County, you just want to move forward with somebody who understands what they're doing in this office.
Right. And in fact, I helped the Star write their editorial today about the outcome. And we said, you know, Frank White ought to think about resigning now. I mean, if the vote had been close, maybe you continue the legal battle, which you're almost certain to lose anyway. But when you lose by 70 points or more than 70 points, that's a pretty clear message that the people want someone else. And so he might as well step aside and let the process of replacing him begin. But the other thing to keep in mind, Dana, is they'll go through, you know, they've got 30 days for a temporary county executive and then an interim for the rest of Frank White's term. But anyone who thinks the property tax problem is going to be solved overnight is going to be in for a rude awakening. It's been growing for years. It's a very difficult thing to untangle. And this is so important to understand. Every time you try to fix the property tax system, in terms of appraisals anyway, you make things worse 5 years from now or 6 years from now. If you set a cap on everyone's value, well, that just distorts things even more further down the road. So the next county executive is going to have to spend real time and real energy trying to untangle a mess that's been a disaster for a decade or more. And I know we'll all be paying attention to the politics of it, but fixing it overnight is not going to be easy.
Is there any path to temporary relief for the homeowners who got the rug pulled out right out from underneath them? You wrote some of the stories,
Dave. There may be with the state tax commission or legal redress, but in terms of policy decisions, that's highly unlikely. Now, Gail McCann Beatty, who's the assessor, is probably out.
You think?
Pretty quickly. But what does that change? If they made you assessor tomorrow, which would be an interesting thing to see, frankly, but if they made you assessor tomorrow, what steps would you take or could you take to provide immediate relief? And the answer is not many.
Not many.
Because there are so many tens of thousands of properties in the county, and the process is very tangled. And every time you fix one person's problem, you potentially create a problem for someone else. Someone else has to pay what you're not paying. And that's why I said in the editorial today, you know, pay attention to what cities are doing and school boards are doing in terms of their levies, because that's part of this problem as well as housing prices have gone up. I mean, it costs more to buy a house. And so any real appraisal system will reflect that. So fixing all of this is going to be a long, hard, difficult slog, but it's clear that the people of Jackson County want it fixed as quickly and as fairly as possible.
Do you have any insight, Dave, in how other counties have handled this? We are not the only county that has had these issues. We are not the only county where the housing prices are going up and you need more money. Like, there has to be another town similar to ours that has done this well.
You come over to Johnson County, where you and I live, people are wailing about their property appraisals.
Yeah.
And complaining about the levies and going down to the county and saying you're spending too much money. I mean, it's not unique to Jackson County. It may be more difficult in Jackson County because you have so many different strata of properties and valuations, and there are so many places to go. And maybe Gail McCann Beatty and Frank White didn't do a good job, and that prompted some of the complaints. But the idea that somehow Jackson County uniquely struggles with property taxes is just false. They're a problem everywhere. How about Wyandotte County? Wyandotte County is going out of its mind with property tax increases and appraisals that they're worried about. So you know, this is a problem that needs to be fixed. Certainly, you know, Florida is thinking of abandoning property taxes, period.
Because, Dave, talk about just the logistics of having a staff, which there's not a budget big enough to do, to physically have someone go inspect every single property to get this right. No one is going to be able to make that happen.
Right. And here, people hate property taxes, Dana, hate them. And here's why. They're an estimate. You don't know how much your house is worth until you sell it. So somebody comes out and sort of guesses what your house is worth. And then you don't see that money, that extra money, until you sell.
Right.
But you'll be taxed on that gain, unrealized gain, when the property tax levy is set. That makes people mad. And then you compare it to other people in your neighborhood who may have lower taxes. And this guy just fixed his fence and my backyard is a mess. And so everything about the way property taxes are assigned and appraised and assessed makes people mad. So that's the starter. And then you screw it up like Frank and Gail did, and they go out of their minds with anger. And that's why you see a 70-point margin. And that's why the next county executive, whoever it is, has to make fixing that job one.
And good luck. And I would ask you this, Dave, do you want to be the guy that replaces the guy or the guy that replaces the guy that replaces the guy?
Well, if it were me and I was king of the forest, which I am not, I would recommend to the legislature that they pick someone for the interim who will not be a candidate for the full-time job in 2026. That way you can have somebody who can come over, start on this process, break a few emergency glasses,
yep.
and because it's going to be hard, and it gets tougher every time, because once you distort property values to make people happy, you're just postponing the day of reckoning 2, 4, 6 years down the road. So, you know, you're right. You don't want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy. You want the campaign in 2026 to be about fixing property appraisals once and for all in Jackson County. And by the way, working with the legislature, because they play a role, state legislature,
well,
and trying to get this problem behind you.
It is Dave Helling. He keeps trying to retire. I don't even know what to call you anymore other than friend.
I don't either. Yeah,
formerly retired. You suck at retiring. I'm going to tell you that. You suck at retiring.
I do indeed. And someday I'm going to look back on my career and go, where did I go wrong?
I love you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Be well.
I love you too, Dave.
Bye-bye, babe. 913-586-7798. We'll wrap up our conversation straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.